Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm excited about the show. I love the idea of the packaging of Wolfie's band, Mammoth, which that album is goddamn great. And of course, I'm a big fan of Dirty Honey. This is one of those bands that makes you wish you practiced guitar more. Like, it's a great air guitar band. It's one of those bands that you just immediately start visualizing and listening, and it's big, stinky, boozy rock and roll.
Well, and you listen to the record and the EP and everything, and you realize how great that will be live.
Hailing from Los Angeles, their debut single, When I'm Gone, made them the first unsigned band to ever top the Billboard mainstream rock charts. Their name is Dirty Honey. And on Friday, February 18, the band returns to KC along with Mammoth WVH for a show at the Uptown Theater. Please welcome Dirty Honey lead vocalist, Mark LaBelle.
Hey Mark, how you been, brother?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, I'm excited for you, man. This year is shaping up. You put together this great co-headlining package with Mammoth WVH. Man, I couldn't have picked a better new band to put together with you guys to go out and tear this world up a bit.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be fun. We've crossed paths with them a few times here over the past summer, and you know they're great, and obviously we're pretty excited about what we've been up to, and we're really looking forward to this winter.
Well, you were the last time we spoke. You had just dropped the new album, and you know. You guys, I love the story. You, the industry had to come to you. You put out the EP, and the buzz started. The heat came, and you're just writing songs about, you know, effing, you know, tied up. It's about sex, and it's your. Am I correct? Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and but that's what all great songs, all great rock and roll songs, were about. Anger and heartbreak and emotions and hormones and life and expectations in the future. That's what we love about it, right? That's that force that comes out of it.
Yeah, and I think when you mix all those emotions and those feelings with a little bit of blues and rock and roll swagger, you get what we are, which is Dirty Honey, and that's what we've always been. And it's what we've always been attracted to musically, you know. That's everything.
Sure.
Led up into the Stones to Rage Against the Machine, you know. So
yeah, no, the AC/DC
hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it's Les Pauls and Marshalls. It's a hot summer night, jumping in the backseat, knocking out the dirty, dirty.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, man, that's why I loved Guns N' Roses. That's why when I was 18 years old, living in Kansas City, actually Olathe, Kansas, a little town outside, you know, I moved to Hollywood off La Palmas and Yucca. You know, with nowhere to live, and because I just, I was drawn to it. I knew I didn't want to stay where I was, and I wanted to see what could be. And that is where I think where did you grow up, by the way, if I can ask, Mark?
I grew up in upstate New York, but yeah, I have the same story as you. I had nowhere to live in L.A. I lived in my car for quite a while before getting situated. It took about 9 months, really, to get situated out here, and you know, came out with a guitar and a dream and some hockey equipment, and that was about it.
Right. But you learn.
And now we're here.
And you learn hard, yeah, and you learn fast.
You better learn fast, or you're going to drown very quickly, because it's definitely a town that can chew you up and spit you out.
And isn't that the inspiration for songs, for rock and roll songs? Because it's not about the beautiful people. It's not about Malibu. It's about that seedy place that people often don't think about with L.A.
Yeah, and there's a lot of dark corners here, and that's certainly what I was writing about in California Dreamin', for instance. You know, getting away from the glitz and glam of Hollywood and shining a light on the darkness that it can be sometimes. And I've got a lot of friends that moved away, and they were, you know, they came here with dreams and aspirations, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. But yeah, to your point, you either sink or swim really fast. But if you're looking to have a career in music, it's just about playing live. You got to be able to deliver live, and people will gravitate towards it.
Sure, truth. That's what drives me crazy when they put together some band, or there's some TV show where they, you know, a band that's never toured, that's never suffered, that's never, you know, been in those situations. There's no heart to it. Like, I want to know what it's like to have been, you know, shoved down, to have been hurt, to have won the fight, to have, you know, on some days you're the guy, some days you're just not. And that's the stuff that rings so true. And that's why you guys sound so great in today's world. Dirty Honey is a real band with real human beings who are really, really out there rolling. And now, you know, with Mammoth Van Halen, or Mammoth WVH with Wolfie, I think he's got a hard row to hoe himself. And I'm glad he's paired up with you guys. For whatever reason, I'm such a Van Halen fan. I think, man, this kid, he lost his father, you know, and he's in a shadow. But most importantly, above all, he lost his dad. And now he's trying to make his way through this life. And that's a hard day, man.
Yeah. And, you know, I think obviously he's had a completely different path than us, being Eddie Van Halen's son. But he's extremely talented. But I think he's doing it the right way. You know, he's gone that sort of McCartney route where he plays every instrument on his record. And he's not trying to be an amazing guitar player, but he's not trying to be this like groundbreaking, you know, inventive guitar player like his father. He's taking his own path, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really appreciate that about him. So,
yeah, no, he's got heart. And let's face it, I mean, and I'll say, because it's such a weird thing. And rock and roll, you know how it is. The lead singer, he needs to be the skinny, tattooed, you know, good looking, the hair, everything. There's always an image to everything. And Wolfie is a nice looking guy, but he is not the most prototypical rock and roll lead singer. And I root for him, and I think, dude, I want to see you win. I listen to that album kind of at first cringing, thinking, please just be good, because I'm rooting for you, kid. And then I just realized, God damn, this is really, he really laid something in here. This is real. And so I'm a huge fan of the way the album sounds, as yours. And so when I saw this coming up in February at the Uptown Theater, I was like, I cannot wait. And it's even a Friday night. I mean, you guys are going to bring Friday nights all around the United States.
Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be awesome. And I, in particular, was looking forward to the Kansas City one because, you know, the only shows that we've had there, they've been few and far between, but they've been amazing, so much so that I'm like, that is definitely under the radar, one of the great rock and roll towns in America. And you know, we're very much looking forward to it. We've been really well received there the last couple times, and I know that in on this tour it's not going to be any different.
No.
And I'm actually looking forward to Wolfie doing it for the first time on his own. So
yeah, he played one show. His first show was up in Lawrence, College Town, about 25 miles from here.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kansas City's got great taste in music because they're not arms folded. It's not show me what you can do, or I've already seen it all, or you live in LA, you know the drill. Like, you could sell out the Whiskey, the Roxy, the True, but it doesn't matter. They're going to stand there with their arms closed, and just getting those pricks to even clap is nigh to impossible.
Yeah, I know. Especially when nobody knows who you are. That's for sure. But yeah, Kansas City is not that town. It's people that want to come out and have a great time, and we feel that energy, you know, from beat one, so.
And you know, you're going to be out. And is this your first long, you know, really packed tour? Because I know, you know, of course, the EP came out and you guys toured, but then COVID really interrupted everything with, you know, 2020 and 2021. Is this going to be the longest stretch and longest, you know, tour that you've done so far?
As a headliner, for sure. But we actually went out for about 4 weeks before we went out with the Black Crowes all summer. So that stretch altogether was about 4 months. We just ended about 3 weeks ago, and I actually took a motorcycle trip to Italy the last 2 weeks. So I'm finally back home in L.A. for the first time in about 4.5 months. So I'm looking forward to some rest, and I know I will be raring to go come, I think, January 21st or 27th or something like that. It's the first date. We start in Chicago. So
I saw you standing on the mountaintop doing some a cappella.
Yeah, that was in the Dolomites in Italy. Yeah, I rode up there at like 6 in the morning. It's like 4 hours northeast of Milan. And I figured I better do this while nobody's around. And much to my surprise, nobody came. But it was like one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen. And I was like, this is too good to be true not to just sing up here and hear this echo coming from the canyon below me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a pretty special morning, you know?
I love the fact that you already know the truth of get on that motorcycle and go explore. But that's one of the things that A-Hole Bob, the program director here, did, and I do. Like we rode Dubai.
I've heard.
Oh, Cabo San Lucas and back?
It might be a little cold for us in Kansas City in February to go riding together, but I'm down. It was almost freezing the whole time I was in Italy too. So
I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, hey man, you were up there doing, and you know, it doesn't matter when you go to the top of any mountain, it's goddamn cold.
Yeah, I know, right? And yeah, it's windy, but the riding out there is just so beautiful. And if you've never done it, I can't recommend it.
Well, you're living, man, and that to me is what you have to do. You have to go out. And you have to feel it that people go, why do you ride? I go, well, I don't know, man, because you're living. You it's cold, it's hot, it's buggy, it's rocky, it's everything. It's all the smells of the world, the good and the bad, are all just being rammed up your nostrils, and you're just intaking the world as opposed to being inside this amazing bubble. If you have a beautiful car, it's neat to go road tripping, but out in the world, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, and that was the tough part of you know, the whole COVID shutdown era was, you know, you weren't really living a life, and it was really hard to get inspired and really hard to find anything to write about when you're not experiencing your normal day to day. And the second a lot of the national parks opened back up, I was on the motorcycle. I was going to Yellowstone, going to Yosemite, and enjoying myself.
I couldn't love this guy more.
And just finding finding the sights and smells, as you say.
Listen, you know, that smell of rain when it hits asphalt in the summertime.
It's the best.
Yeah?
It's the best.
I'm telling you, you come up to Sturgis. We do Sturgis every year at the Full Throttle. We do the show live. Come up there, play the throttle. We'll go riding. And if you can pull a week off, which I know it's August, there's no way they're going to not have you out on the road, but A-Hole Bob and I have done, we've done Fairbanks, Alaska to Kansas City. We've done Nova Scotia, Cabo San Lucas, you name it. We'll make that run.
It's funny you say that, because that was one of the things I did last autumn, was I went up to Alaska for the first time to go riding with a buddy. And we got, we had some Denali Park Road passes. They're like super rare national park passes that you can only get for 2 weeks out of the year. They do this huge lottery system, and we were fortunate enough to get two of them, let alone one. And we rented some BMWs and went off-road up there, and it was like, it was absolutely stunning. We turned a corner on this road, and there was a gigantic grizzly, like, just in the middle of the road. It was pretty shocking, and we were way too close, but it was amazing, man. And I, you know, since you've been up there, it's pretty unbelievable nature up there.
Well, we're never running out of room. Everybody's like, oh, we're too crowded. I'm like, listen, I assure you, there's more room to be had up there.
There's nothing up there.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a huge fan of just how you're handling all this. Listen, man, you know, everybody dreams of being a rock star and a musician and being appreciated for being, an artist. But you're so far beyond most, like, you know, explore. Live. That's your inspiration. You know, it's fun to get high. It's fun to raise hell. It's fun to throw something through a window. But that can't be all we are, right? Like, you have to go out and find the world. The world is not going to come to you. You got to go live in order to find something to write about.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've had some pretty good mentors and friends that have kind of shown me the way to handle, you know, success you know, in a responsible way, sure. for yourself, not so much in keeping away from the partying. I'd definitely like to have a good time.
Sure.
Just keeping a clear head and keeping things in perspective and taking some time to appreciate what you've accomplished. And I think there's no better way, honestly, to do that than to go travel and see the world and take a minute to reflect over an amazing landscape or something. And
yeah, who you meet,
appreciate your hard work, you know, for a second. And, you know, it goes a long way for your own mental clarity.
Mark, listen, when you get to Kansas City, you know, who knows what the weather will be. Most likely it'll be cold, but I've always got a few motorcycles in the garage, and they're always
on. I know you do, man. I haven't forgotten. Trust me, I know.
Come on, anytime, man. We'll go riding. If not, man, we'll catch up. We'll have a beer. We'll grab something. I'm really looking forward to the show. The Uptown Theater where you're playing is goddamn magic. I saw Metallica play there with Cliff Burton years ago.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's legend. And the ghosts,
yeah.
The ghosts are in there. It's you're going to love playing this place.
Trust me, I have no doubt. It was one of the ones that I highlighted on the tour immediately, and I was really happy we were coming there, so I'm definitely excited to hit you.
All right, listen, be well, my friend. I'll see you in just a couple months, and we'll catch up, man. The show's going to be great. February 18th, the Uptown Theater. Stay right there, Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.